You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Federated Farmers Dairy New Zealand and Beef and Lamb New Zealand want intensive winter grazing regulations delayed yet again. Intensive winter grazing regulations were meant to come into effect in May of 2021, but were initially delayed until May of 2022, only to be further delayed to November 2022. Now, Safe CEO Deborah Ashton says the multiple delays have left animals to suffer in cold, wet and muddy conditions. Now, I spoke to Emma Brody, Safe's campaign officer on the matter, and I started off by asking her about the winter grazing regulations.
Yeah, definitely. Well, animal and environmental activists have been calling out against intensive winter grazing for years now, and MPI finally responded back in 2020 with a winter grazing task force and a winter grazing action group that got together to develop a set of recommendations to improve animal welfare and environmental well-being in winter grazing systems. And the regulations, some of the regulations that were set to come in this year included, you know, giving animals access to clean drinking water, provisions to prevent calves being born into mud, and also giving cows adequate access to sufficient lying areas, which is a really important behavioural need for cows. And it is totally unacceptable for these regulations to get put off any further, because these are basic welfare needs for animals. And without them, they are going to continue to suffer in wet, cold, muddy conditions, as they have been this year.
What impact would this have on the cows in terms of their health and well-being? I'm reading here that if they're kept in wet and muddy conditions, they may suffer from welfare issues that could result in poor hoof health and lameness, as well as an inability to properly rest and ruminate, as well as an increased risk of mastitis, I believe is how you say it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, even at an even more basic level, these animals have restricted access to clean drinking water, food and shelter, and those are basic rights for them under the Animal Welfare Act. People who look after animals have a legal obligation to provide those basic welfare needs for animals, but also keeping animals in winter grazing systems, they prevent animals from lying down, and cows normally will lie down for up to 12 hours per day so they can rest and ruminate and digest. And winter grazing systems prevent them from doing that. And also, like you said, it exposes them to health conditions like mastitis, poor hoof health, lameness, malnutrition, and also lower resistance to disease.
I also understand this impacts calves that are born in these conditions. Could you touch on this?
Yeah, definitely. Well, basically, these systems only exist because they are just, they're practical for farmers and they're profitable for farmers. It's not natural for calves to be born in the winter months at all, but Safe and some footage we received from some environmental campaigners showed that calves are still being born into these wet, muddy conditions, and their vulnerable bodies are struggling to handle it. And this is totally unacceptable. And one of the regulations was going to be to prevent this happening. And it's ridiculous that this is getting delayed further.
In terms of winter grazing being delayed further, Safe CEO Deborah Ashton says the government must not kick this can down the road again. So in terms of action, what do you think needs to be done in order to address this issue?
Yeah, these regulations need to be implemented immediately. And it's not just these regulations. There's an all-new dairy code of welfare that's been drafted. And this is going to mean the whole code is going to end up getting delayed. And in the meantime, animals are going to continue to suffer in these conditions. And it's already been over 2 years since these regulations were meant to be implemented.
If this delay were to be put in place, could we see the welfare of cows get much worse? And are there any immediate concerns?
Absolutely. Because winter grazing systems also are really destructive for our environmental well-being. They degrade the soil. It can cause groundwater contamination. And this also risks muddying our reputation internationally. It's not very clean green of us. And, of course, animals will continue to suffer in the meantime. When public consultations were open on the Dairy Code of Welfare, Safe actually joined up with Greenpeace, as well as SPCA and Animals Aotearoa, to call for an end to intensive winter grazing through the Dairy Code of Welfare Review. But until that's done, we at least need to secure animals' basic welfare needs with these updated regulations.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on the matter that we haven't touched on already?
Yeah, well, this is what happens when we put the agriculture industry in the driving seat when it comes to animal welfare regulations. They put profit and practicality first rather than the rights and the welfare of animals. And this is why SAFE is actually calling for a commissioner for animals to be appointed, who can give independent oversight, advice and accountability for animal welfare in New Zealand, because yet again, MPI has proved that they can't put animals first.
That was Emma Brodie, a SAFE's campaign officer, speaking about animals continuing to suffer amidst calls from agribusiness to delay winter grazing regulations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.